What are your thoughts about the efforts to look at bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting, particularly the ECOG 1505 study looking at chemo plus or minus Bev?
It's a great study. I hope it's positive. I think it's a very, very important study. And there you don't have the issue of bleeding because the tumor is gone. So I haven't heard any concerns about this study, any safety concerns so far. So I think it's proceeding well.
I guess the concerns that I've heard is maybe accrual not going quite as well as you'd like. Actually, I've been wondering about this ever since they started talking about the trial. You know, the colon study, bang, the NSABP, 2,600 patients, 2 years, docs in practice loved it, accrued very quickly. The lung, there was the question about the chemo and the fact that they were going to have to get cysts. And I don't know, it doesn't seem that it's kind of moving. It was so attractive to have the opportunity to get something that might improve your prognosis. It wasn't going to make you sick. Again, I think that's why the colon study accrued so well. I don't know whether the lung study is going to be as successful.
I guess they will need to open up to other centers and maybe in Europe. And I thought there was some discussion, in fact, to have the URTC involved.
Really?
It didn't go through for some reason. But they may have to do that. I think that the major issue of cisplatin use is an important one. And here in the States, people in the adjuvant setting use carboplatin most of the times, or carbogem even.
Well, it's interesting. Again, we saw that for sure when we did our patterns of care study about a year ago in lung. We're right now in the process of looking at a new study, and I predict that there's a shift to cis because the investigators are so strong on this, you know, that I think it's starting to go out into practice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the controversies about Bev that relates to the issue of adjuvant therapy is how it's working. I'm asking this now on like every different tumor just to see, and everybody seems to say, I don't know, but I'm curious what your thoughts are. There's the big debate about how it actually does work. Any thoughts about it?
A simple explanation is that it would make the perfusion of the tumor tissue to chemotherapy easier. So you would have higher concentration of the drugs in the tumor, and therefore chemo is more active. So it's essentially a sensitizing effect of chemo, which is quite reasonable. However, Avastin has some activity by itself in really turning down the ability of forming new vessels and then prolonging time to progression in that way. So it's probably at least a couple of mechanisms. One is really sensitizing chemo through probably more than one mechanism, one being perfusion. And the other one is really the angiogenesis effect by itself that bevacizumab has. So the maintenance part is a big question that everybody has, and everybody's wondering whether you really need to treat patients for such a long time with such an expensive drug. But probably it is a real thing, and we will only know if you do randomized studies.